They are pals and then they are pullers. Those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one to a financial constraint, a terminal illness to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash. And if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Wolfsburg.
It was a beautiful Saturday morning in Umhlanga. Crystal clear skies, blue sea, and the winter sun majestically warming up the golden sand. It was the best day of the holiday. But sad to say, time to leave. I didn't know what the day ahead was going to hold for us. We decided to surprise both our kids and my in-laws and drive from Durban to Mpumalanga, and to let the kids enjoy a few days with their paternal grandparents of what was left of the June holidays. The kids were all anxious in the car as to where we were going, as the road was unfamiliar. It was a long, tiresome journey. We were hoping to reach our destination in a bit when the most unexpected thing happened. About 40 kilometers from Barberton, as the commentary of the World Cup semi-finals played on, we were involved in an accident. All I remember is clutching onto my dear baby as we crashed. Through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one was seriously hurt, but our car was a write-off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely has mysterious ways of assisting His servants. There He was, an angel in disguise, an angel who appeared out of nowhere on this deserted and isolated road. The impact of the accident was all on the passenger side of the vehicle, so the car was overturned on my side and there was no way of exiting the vehicle. Next, we heard someone open the boot and slowly but surely remove all my kids one by one. It was the scariest feeling in the world for a mother shouting out her children's names to hear if they were alive. The angel, as I identified him, as he pulled me and my baby out, was a middle-aged Swazi African man who introduced himself as Simon. He immediately called for the paramedics, gave my kids some cold drink for the shock, and tended to my bleeding face. As the ambulance came in, he assisted the paramedics in seeing to the kids. Shukr, all three of my daughters and baby, was okay, only very badly shocked. It was dark and cold on this deserted road. Simon then offered to transport us to some distant family in Barberton. We agreed as it could be some time as my husband had to wait for our car to be towed away. Simon transported us in this car, saw that my kids were comfortable and warm, and there we began our journey with a complete stranger. The kids kept on looking at me for reassurance that it was okay with him and trust him. He was the most kind, compassionate soul that I ever came across, as he tried to console and comfort my kids with light conversation and jokes. He even went to the extent of turning down the music out of respect. We reached Barberton, but had to locate the residence of our relatives. Again, Simon pursued his task and made several stops for assistance. When we finally arrived at our family's home, Simon assisted me like a father did in taking out my small ones, one by one, from the car and seating them in the house. But he didn't stop there. He just didn't drop us off and leave. He waited and waited and waited up until my husband returned a good few hours later. All this time assisting the kids to eat and ensuring that they were comfortable. For me, his character and kindness epitomized humanity and insaniyat. Upon his act of kindness, I learned that good behavior, regardless of race, culture, and religion, is godly. Uncle Simon's act of kindness had also changed my kids' perspective on so-called African people drastically, for they had learned to trust and not judge people according to their skin. Today, if we see someone stuck or stranded on the roadside, we try at the best to try and help. Today, all our memories of the horrified accident are overshadowed by the remembrance of Uncle Simon's kindness. Unfortunately, we had lost all contact with him, as a few months later the cell phone that had his contact details was stolen. Last, but not least, wherever he is today, we wish him well and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him and protect him always. Submitted by Ummi Muhammad.
Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. Muhammad Ali.